Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Drum roll, please.
Please do subscribe both channels if you guys haven't. Check, see if you got that little bell clicked. And each one will have unique videos. And again, you could always get all the videos on Patreon and Ko-Fi. Well, we do want to thank everybody for your support over there. It's a crazy world we live in, is it not? I mean, you know, this little depiction. Oh, look at that. Yeah, you got the tower over here. You got these things over here. And the little kid, he's got to wear a heavy-duty mask to go to the beach. But it is, unfortunately, so true in these times.
It is. And unfortunately, it's kind of been that way. You know, not the same with the towers, but, you know, children having to play outside with these masks on for a very long time with all the testing and stuff that they've done.
Yeah. And before they were even saying anything about wearing a mask because of the plague upon the land, maybe we should have been wearing masks then. And, you know, the plague upon the land is not the reason. Just what is always coming down in those funny clouds? That's really the big question. Well, you see over here, the UK is going to be sending tanks to Ukraine as it's just a slow, inevitable buildup towards that WW3. And meanwhile, here you go. It's that time. It's Davos time. As you see, there's a heavier police presence in Davos than we expected. This is Avi Yamini, who is from Rebel News. You know, they were there last year as well. Officers are on edge. You know, you got to just question people that are, you know, protecting, aiding and abetting and protecting. You know, there's this line of thinking that if a criminal does something criminal and others either do nothing and they know about it, there's sort of a little guilt there, right? And if they are actually assisting in criminal activity and maybe not doing it themselves, but protecting those that are, yeah, it's just bad karma.
It is, you know, it's allowing other people to get hurt with your knowledge.
Yeah, and again, you know, I think a lot of people in this world can't handle the truth, they can't face the truth. As you see over here, police in Davos pulled their news van over, ordering the journalists to stop filming. You know, again, these people are above the law. Laws don't apply to them. I don't mean the journalists. We mean the WEF and all the elites of the world that are flying in. And again, it doesn't matter how much fuel they use. And, you know, all of them are going to be, for the most part, landowners with a lot of carbon credits with the new system that's coming. And all this, that whole new system, the digital currency, the carbon credits, it's all about getting a certain number of people in the smart cities, a certain number. Because, you know, as that Guidestone in Georgia said before it was blown up, they're looking for 500 million. That's really, yeah, that's all that's needed.
Right.
So, again, it just boggles the mind how they could be out there in the open and people are in some ways supporting them. And you see Klaus Schwab to miss the opening of the World Economic Forum conference in Davos tomorrow due to a health issue. Well, I mean, you know, it doesn't look like Klaus has aged since he was in the Second World War. I know. And we say that just with a tiny little bit of a smile on our face, because if you've ever seen the pictures that are attributed to his father, Eugen Schwab, they look almost identical. And, you know, those pictures look to be at about the same age as Klaus right now. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I mean, do we have any pictures of a really young Klaus Schwab? That's something. Does anybody know? Are there any pictures of a really young Klaus Schwab out there?
Well, there are a lot of bald babies.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, my wife, for your 2 cents there. The people going to Davos for the IAF conference do not want pilots that got, you know what? Oh, okay. We're getting calls from wealthy businessmen who require you know what, pilots and crew to fly planes. Really? Interesting, is it not? You know, please send your prayers out. There was a brutal plane crash in Nepal. 72 passengers have died that we see. There were some people that actually survived this as the weather was inclement. But, you know, what really caused it? I don't know. There is video there that is not for the faint of heart because it includes all the way down to the crash. So we won't show it, but we're asking for prayers for everybody over there.
Definitely, please.
In New Zealand, you know who over here? She, Jacinda Ardern, has actually banned newspapers and magazines that don't support the government's narratives. Hello, Sieg Heil.
Sieg Heil.
Ah, yes. It's just beyond disgusting. 90% of online content could be generated by AI by 2025, that magic year. 90% of online content could be generated by AI. You know, I see it more all the time. And I mean, to me, it feels very easy to tell when tweets are AI because there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's that thing where you can feel the energy of something too, and people are becoming so keen about that. So they can pick up a very sterile type of informative sentence.
Yeah, I think a lot of, I know most of our regulars probably could sense it right off the bat. Yeah, you know, again, this whole world is an illusion. It's totally an illusion, and it's something you don't want to buy into. And yes, most of us have bought into it from birth, but as we're waking up, it's time to divest ourselves of it.
It really, truly is. I mean, it's time for sure.
And, you know, this channel, EE Arts, is monetized as far as we can put ads in things as long as they okay the particular video. I know they wouldn't okay this, so we're not going to bother. So just to let you guys know, I mean, again, what it works out to as far as the ad revenue is $2 a day. It pretty much is about what it you know, averages when you get down to it. So it's not about the money. This has always been about waking people up, you know, and we have to change the paradigm. And we can't do it, you know, in and of ourselves, and neither can you. But if we can all try to wake up, you know, a few people every day, we can really start to move mountains.
We really can. You know, our energy, I think we really underestimate our abilities and our energies. And that's come from such a very small age when we're taught that you're just a little me and you only have control of this much. Now, that's not true. We can do a lot with our energy if we work on it.
Absolutely. So this is from an inflation tracker. A house in this person's neighborhood sold for $750,000. Last year, it just got listed on the market at $450,000. The housing market is crashing, and the mainstream media isn't talking about it. And they look to have real estate prices drop 40% in 2023. I think that's going to depend on your area. Are you seeing a net migration in or a net migration out? Any way you look at it, though, there are more and more properties coming on the market now, and as opposed to, say, a year ago, it's a totally different market now, totally. And the more that you wait, the less you'll probably get. And at the same time, you know, for those that are waiting, you know, you might just keep watching, and you find something that tickles your fancy, jump on it.
Indeed.
But it's likely to go down again. And, you know, we've gotten the message that probably the best time for us in particular, and again, because we only asked for us, so I can only speak for us, is somewhere between spring and before June, the end of June. Somewhere in that time frame of March to June. After that, it might be starting to deflate very, very fast. And then at some point in time, and I don't want to be morbid, but you have to realize there's not going to be as many people on the planet. So that means there's going to be a lot of empty properties.
That is the sad part about things that I have been picking up, is a lot of these houses that are going up for sale are going to be from those who didn't make it.
Absolutely. So, you know, there is, again, it's when it comes to commodities, you know, it's all about timing. And, you know, it's just one of those things where when I moved out of Connecticut, we sold in June 2007. I wanted to actually sell earlier, but at that time, things were happening that didn't allow it. But then, of course, what happened in 2008? I knew it was coming, and this time is going to be just so much bigger. You can't even compare the two. Well, good news, bad news, right? So another storm system is set to bring periods of heavy rain, mountain snow, California on Monday. Potential impacts include localized flooding, road closures, possible landslides, treacherous travel. But by late week, a tranquil pattern returns as high pressure builds in. And when we go and take a peek at drought monitor, you know, this is good. So there's no more dark red and that dark nasty brown in California. So, you know, still yellow is even still drought. But as far as, well, yellow is abnormally dry. And then you see, what would you call that? It's kind of peachy, I would guess.
I like the word peachy. Yeah, peachy.
Well, D1, this kind of peachy color, is a moderate drought, and then severe drought is the deeper orange. So, yeah, when we look at California, it's moderate to a little bit more severe, but it's not in that extreme category, so that's a good thing. Although I did see one comment that said, what about all this snow when it melts? Well, again, when it rains, it pours.
It sure does.
So when we're looking, you know, where is the worst drought right now? It seems to be centered over Kansas. Nebraska to the north has some patches, Oklahoma as well. Otherwise, you know, in many areas now, Texas was really, really bad. And look at this, there's some actual white now starting to shine in Texas and in Louisiana, Mississippi. You know, so it's again part of the bigger cycle that's happening. And I think everything would balance out fine if they just wouldn't interfere.
It would so balance out fine, and everyone would be a lot healthier. We'd be living longer, and there's a whole list of stuff that would just be better.
Increased solar activity, glancing blow possible on the 19th. Solar activity reached high levels in the past 24 hours, strongest event being an M6 flare from Region 3191. The event was accompanied by a Type 2 radio sweep and a CME signature. However, analysis and modeling indicate no Earth-directed component was produced. A CME was also observed off the southwest limb at 2200 UTC on the 14th, with analysis and modeling suggesting possibility of a glancing blow on the 19th. But all this is going to be lighting up your energy body and helping you to build your intuitive abilities and your Merkaba. And after we get done with this, we'll be going back out for another probably 40 minute to an hour mantra and meditation session under the stars.
Under the stars, and maybe even a little campfire.
Yes, and it'll be our second one today. Not campfire, but meditation and mantra session. Because again, that has massive effects on your light body. Yes. And Cindy, you know, is able to see my energy body, and the changes are just staggering.
Well, you know what's fun is when you do the mantras and, you know, you are curious what's going on, then I can look at it. Like today, it was Lakshmi working on you, bringing you balance. So I could see how she was manipulating your energy so that those places that need extra balance, they get extra balance. So it's beautiful.
Yeah, that's one of the things with the mantras is, and we have many people that we deal with and, you know, talk to, consult on a bi-weekly basis. There's an awful lot of people we see every 2 weeks. And many of them practice Qigong. And I will often say, you know, you're missing such a huge component, because the mantras can do what Qigong does. But they also do some things that I swear, you know, the combination of the two is so key. It feels like the two practices heighten and balance each other out.
They really do. You know, it's just something that is so, so ancient. And it seems like it wouldn't do much, but that's because of what we've been taught, how we've been indoctrinated. But it's key. If you're trying to overcome certain things in this life, then slow down, do the either Tai Chi, Qigong, something like that, do the mantras, and things in your life will start to unfold and you'll find those traumas and you'll be able to work through them.
Yeah, and just to give you like a for instance, since we're moving pretty good in this one, when you're doing yoga and breath work, feel into these places that need to release tension and you breathe into them. So, I mean, many people will do hatha yoga, but maybe they're just doing it just feeling like they're getting good stretches. When you feel tension somewhere, breathe into the area. Put all your concentration and your focus into that area. You know, for instance, you know, if it's your low back, just, you know, visualize the muscles in your low back. And as you're breathing, send the life force down into that area and feel it relaxing. You could even visualize seeing the muscles relax and stretch and let go of the, well, what really in many cases is just simply stored emotions that you haven't processed yet.
And there's a lot to that. So when you're giving certain parts of your body energy and consciousness, that in a way that you cannot see is helping to unfold and remove blocks.
Absolutely. And we have a surprise magma chamber growing under a Mediterranean volcano.
Surprise!
And this is along the section of the Colombo crater. And so, you know, they say that doesn't mean that there's an imminent eruption coming, but it is in that building mode. And nearly 400 years ago in 1650 CE, it breached the sea surface and erupted, killing 70 people in Santorini. So this is obviously not the big one from 1600 BCE. But again, it's just part of what we're seeing in these times of dramatic change. And there's a dramatic earthquake increase in Hawaii. It went from 60 to 600 a week in just 5 years in Pahala. Now, you know, we have seen thousands in a day in Hawaii when it gets rolling too. So, you know, again, I wouldn't be surprised if we have continuing activity, maybe, you know, Mauna Loa now and Kilauea later, Kilauea now, Mauna Loa later. It's all about part of these greater changes that are underway. Devastating floods, landslides leave 17 dead, over 500,000 affected in the Philippines as well. So all this is going on really all over the entire globe, with the flooding, with the extremes, the drought, and then all of a sudden too much water. So we had an asteroid that passed at 0.04 of a lunar distance. And again, the moon is actually in, we discovered a few years ago, in the Earth's atmosphere. So this is really, really close. Very, very close. It's the 17th closest on record since 1901. So, you know, again, there will be impacts at some point in time. The guides have told us they see three objects that are going to most likely impact the Earth at some point in our life, our typical lifespan, if we do make it through to a typical lifespan, which is decreasing all the time.
It is day by day, yes.
Yeah, but in reality, if you're out of this system, it's going to be increasing all the time.
It will. It really will. It's going to help your body recoup and regenerate.
Check out this dust storm in Argentina. Look at that. That's pretty scary. Pretty apocalyptic. And over in South Korea, 22 inches of snow in 24 hours. Again, that's just a sign of the times. And this is over in beautiful Cyprus. You got flooding over there as well. You know, many areas that don't get a lot of rain are exceeding sometimes their complete annual rainfall in just under a day. And here we have flooding in northern Queensland, Australia. Multiple rainfall records are toppled. These times are all about breaking records. And here you go, Greta Thunberg detained by police at an ultra-violent climate protest. Eco warrior Greta, small German village of Lutzeroth, days after it began, had already been razed to the ground to make way for a new coal mine in the area. So she was out there getting the rabble roused, so to speak. And so they sent the police in, and it's really kind of comical because the police got stuck in the mud. They're stuck in the mud. Look at this. Here they come. They're going to come and create a lot of havoc. But, of course, we recognize, you know, Greta, she's a ROTHS child. She's one of them. She is one of them. And by the way, she's got E.T. blood in her.
She sure does.
Yeah, there's a reason why she is, you know, right there in the midst of the muck and the mire, stirring up all sorts of sticky situations. Talk about sticky situations. You got to be careful when you're playing on an air mattress.
We saw this one, and that was so adorable. It's okay to have fun in life, but it's a good idea to know your surroundings and, you know, behave carefully in certain ways at times.
Absolutely. Know your surroundings. Be prepared.
Definitely be prepared. Now, if this kitty had a, I don't know, a different mattress pad, he could hop over to the next one, or even a trampoline. Had he known, he would have been prepared, and that's okay to be prepared.
So stay prepared, guys. Much love. God bless, and namaste.
Namaste.